Kirby and Josh. Home Solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
I reckon we might be quitting and becoming detectives.
I think so. I mean, Law and Order, watch out, because we could be on any of the series.
How do you reckon we'd go as a team? Actually, that's a good little video we should do, interrogating someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you would be more the stern one, and I would be the yelling one. You know, you'd be calm and collective.
Yeah. So I'm the good cop, you're the bad cop.
They'd feel like they're safe with you,
yeah.
And then I'd have them up against the wall, you know? Even if it was something petty.
Oh, God, that's brilliant. So that's in referring there to Tom's height. We worked it out.
Right.
We got the results in for you there.
He claims he's 5'10". You'll find out his height. Is he or is he not?
What about steering locks?
This was huge. Saw one this morning. I didn't think they existed anymore. Funnily enough, people called.
Heaps of people.
Mm.
What a weird thing. Do you reckon, like, hey, say, because you're single.
Yes.
Say you rocked up to a date, guy picks you up, he goes, don't, and he starts undoing his steering lock, would you be in, like, oh, no.
I'd be questioning. Yeah, I'd be going, maybe no date two.
You know what? Actually, I've got cancer. I can't
Probably not that.
Yeah.
Little far-fetched. What else did we do? Oh, same. What a ripper game.
Yeah, it was good.
Good day. Talked about sick days and just a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. You can catch it all right now on the podcast. Yesterday, we started the search to find out how tall Tom from K-Rock is.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Great tune, by the way.
He is claiming to be 5'10".
5'10".
You and I, most
really
people
sure.
Actually in the office, don't believe it.
Well, that's what I thought too. But then we found a photo of him standing next to Logie because we've got a wall here. And
behind
it's got
us, yeah.
K-Rock symbols on it. And we measured up to the spot that he was on. And it turned out... That's at 5'10", 5'11", which is what he's claiming.
Now we're thinking, is it an illusion? Is it an illusion?
So I've got some fun facts here to do with height. So let's just see whether he will be. Because the average height of the Australian male, what do you reckon it is?
5'11".
It's 5'10".
Is it? Oh, so he could be
he
average.
He could be the average height. Women 5.5, if you want to know.
Boom, you're looking at it.
Yeah.
The average.
Yeah, there you go. You're right there.
Makes sense, average.
Tallest ever man in the world was...
7 foot something?
This is like 8'11".
Stop it.
Was the tallest
no,
ever.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Did he get stretched out?
He was at eight, he was 5'11". So he was tall, as tall as Tom was claiming to be at the age of eight.
He's got to have a condition of some sort. You can't be that tall.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Gosh, that's tall. Do you know what would be bloody frustrating? Clothes.
Oh, shoe shopping.
Gosh.
Because I've got a size 13, which isn't really that big.
No.
Well, it's a bigger foot.
You don't see it at every store.
No, that's the problem. Never, like, you can't get them.
XC2. Horrible. Costs a lot more.
Annoying. Shortest ever man, 54.6 centimetres.
Centimetres?
That's not even two rulers stacked on top of each other.
Jeepers creepers. That's some good facts.
So what we've got is we've sneakily got Loggy to measure Tom
this
morning.
I'm a little worried about how sneaky she was because she was very stressed going into it. She told us yesterday, I don't know if I can do it, guys.
And she's not subtle either.
No, she's a lovely person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's, hey, Tom, can I measure your height? Why? No reason. Like, is that, could be how she played it? Hopefully a little bit more sneakier.
So they are coming in just after 5 o'clock and we're going to, I feel guilty doing this to Tom, but we're just going to. We're going to find out the information. How tall is he?
Yeah.
Is he 5 foot?
Is he a liar? Great bloke,
legend
but maybe a liar.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Can't believe it that we're seeing these people in the studio.
In the flesh.
It's amazing. Fresh dailies, Tom and Loggy.
This is late for you guys.
It is very late.
I like this.
I don't think Herbie and I have ever been this close. We're like right...
We're supposed to be like Siamese twins.
Adjacent mics. It's great.
Now, Tom, I feel bad because we have lured you here under free pretenses.
Ah, okay. Is this height related?
And Loggy is stitched up here.
Yeah, I know.
Hang on a minute.
And I called her on it this morning, so I knew this was coming.
All right.
I didn't stitch him up.
You are awful at...
Guess what? I'm not doing anything for you again now, mate. You throw me under the bus.
Anyway, so there's been a few comments made over the last year that I've worked here.
Oh.
And that is that you are 5'10".
Yeah, I said that. I thought I was about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then yesterday we thought, you might not be after we got that photo together.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're sitting next to me.
Yeah.
Who's only 5'4", max 5'5".
Yeah. I was reclining on the wall, to be
That's
fair.
True. That is true. And yeah. then we found a photo of you, and you come up to here
yeah.
on the K-Rock sign. So yeah. we measured up to there.
Oh, my God.
And that was about 5'11".
Yeah, right.
right. So we then obviously Where threw it out. Where
yeah,
are we
yeah.
at?
Yeah.
We thought, is it maybe an illusion that you look shorter, but you actually are 5'10"?
Mm.
So we got Loggy in.
Okay, this is the thing. They call me as I was napping yesterday, and they're like, oi, how tall's Tom? And I'm like, what? Who is this? And they're like, yeah, Tom's 5'10". That's what he reckons. And I laughed. But only because I thought I was 5'7".
Yeah. right. No. She's around 5'2", 5'3".
Yeah, no, I'm around. I'm pushing 5'4", it turns out, right? Yeah. So anyway, they said, oh, can you do us a favour? Can you measure? Tom yeah. and I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to do that? So yes, today this is what happened. Today I said, hey, can you measure stuff on your iPhone? Because apparently your iPhone measures stuff. Yeah. Have you ever tried that? And he's like, no. And I'm like, I need you to measure me. And he's like, okay. Bear in mind, nicest guy ever, so yeah, lovely.
Top bloke.
Give me your phone. I'll help you. No worries.
So I did. I went around to tech office and yeah.
He ran out the door.
Got the proper tape.
He did, and he measured me. And he's like, oh, you stand like this and do. Beautiful soul, once again, I love you.
You say then, you're laying it on too thick.
No, I'm not, but I'm serious. And then I said, oh, so how tall are you? And you're like, yeah, 5'10". And I'm like, okay. I'm like, let's measure you. Now, I have the numbers here.
Before we get to those numbers, we did measure Josh yesterday, and he too has been lying about his height.
Well, I don't know about that tape measure, to be honest.
Did you not say, Josh, that you were 6'2 or something?
6'1, I thought.
You're not.
He's 6 foot.
So, look, well, I mean, you do know the number now, Tom. Do you yeah. remember what it was from today?
Yeah, so I thought I was 176 centimetres. I'm 173 centimetres, which yeah. makes me...
5'7".
5'7".
It's actually... If you look at that measuring tape, it says 5'8". I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
No, the measuring tape is wrong. Yeah.
I'm not going to fight it out. Whatever you height you all want to yeah. be, I'm happy to call you whatever you want me to call
and
you.
And I think the confusion comes from when Tom's sitting down because there's so much cash in his wallet.
Oh, come on now. That's good posture. That's not cash. That's good posture.
All right, so we've solved it. Tom is 5'8".
Still a legend.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. 6'1", Josh.
Throwing you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's same, same.
Hello.
Hello.
But different. Different.
Same, same.
But different.
But still same.
Well, he is back for another week. Jeez, it comes around quick, doesn't it?
It does, but don't be so chirping. Yeah. Like, you back down over there, okay?
Ben, welcome. How are you?
Going good. You do get very excited about this game because you're a regular winner of this one.
I'm a regular winner at every game, Ben.
At the moment, my winning isn't actually happening.
Oh, wouldn't really? You go talking yourself up too soon, though? You never what? Know how this game's
Have you rigged it?
No.
Well, then.
I haven't at all.
I tell you what, Ben, I hope you have rigged it because I can't win.
I literally just go through my big list of songs that I've got and randomly pick four song titles and go from there.
Come on, yeah. Herbie.
Two songs by the same That's name, it. Completely different artists, yep. completely different songs. Same every artist. Amount of info that you can give me, you'll get yourself a point.
All right, here we go.
So here we go. Round one for Josh.
So it's Believe.
Believe it is.
Share.
Yes. Who's
that?
The
first one sounds a bit older.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm just going to go the Beatles.
Beatles. No. Anything from Herbie's side or?
I'm going to go Human Nature.
Human Nature. No. Or Lenny Kravitz. Oh. Right there.
That didn't sound like Lenny
not
Kravitz.
His, not his yeah. biggest one, obviously.
It's one of his random ones from yeah, back in the day. Yeah. But we start off with a 2-0 lead for Josh. Herbie gets round two. Here we go. I know you hear your friends when they say you should. Oh.
Oh.
Who we got there?
It's Avril Lavigne girlfriend. Avril and the Lavigne first girlfriend. One. Oh, don't look at me.
Okay, no one look at me.
Just look away and let her ponder the answer.
I'm thinking like Usher, JT. I just.
I'm going to give you a five.
Shut up. It's not either of them because four. The icon.
Is it NSYNC?
NSYNC. Yes,
oh,
it is.
JT.
He gets a steal for a 3-2 lead.
I talked myself out of it. The pressure's so high on me at the moment.
Next round for Josh. Here we go. What we got there, Josh?
Is Coldplay the first
Coldplay
one?
Coldplay is the first one, yes.
I know this song from the end of Pitch Perfect.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is it BYOB by any chance?
BYOB, I can't give that to you.
Oh, Devo.
You put maybe an extra letter.
B-O-B.
Hold on, have you just taken points, are you?
Well, you haven't said the title.
I'll give you that one for magic there.
Is he not going to say it? I'm like, cheapest, I've got the one easy.
But Herbie's gone in with the early steal. She did get that one right. So, B.O.B. featuring Rivers Cuomo of Weezer fame. So there you go. He was the one who was singing the chorus for you there. But it is currently 5-3.
You can win it
off
too.
The steal with that one right there.
I'm
so let's see.
So tense right now.
You can get a win. Here we go. It's excited. What do you got for us?
First one is The Killers, Human. And the second one is, what's his name? He was on Fresh Daily. Some people.
Even Steven at the moment.
Rag and Bowman. Yes!
She gets it. And I'm pretty sure we just blew out the microphones like crazy.
I'll let you have that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done,
congratulations, Herbie. Good stuff.
Oh,
I don't like this feeling. No wonder you're so sad all the time. It's Herbie and Josh at Gay Rock. Thanks, Ben.
Cheers, guys.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
The 1%ers.
I believe I have found a 1%er, Josh. And there is only one. I'm sure there's only one. I was shocked when I saw this morning that I thought it has to be the only one in Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. So I park up at Eastern Beach.
Yep.
Got out of my car, opened my door and could see the car next to me. Very modern car.
It's like a new car, like what, five years old max?
Looks like a new, I'm not going to lie, looks like a new Merc.
Yeah,
but not like the high end. Just one if you're on a okay wicket. You know?
I can go a little bit more expensive.
I'm going to treat myself this time because it's my third brand new car. That's probably what it was.
Right. Okay, cool.
But it wasn't about the car that shocked me. It was what was inside.
Yeah.
So I could look in and on the steering wheel was a steering lock. Remember those old bars? They're red.
Yeah.
It was on the wheel.
On a new car.
On a new car.
Because I still am so confused about how the steering wheel lock works.
I don't really know.
I don't understand. I don't know how it works. I remember them being a massive thing. Everyone had them.
I remember Mum and Dad having one. I can't really recall if they used it, but I remember it being at our house in the back of a car.
Our boss Barry had one. He's like, I was part of the club.
Yeah. He would have had one. But when I saw it today, I thought, what's going on? 2021. What's happening here? Why is there a steering lock? Do they even exist anymore? That's probably worth a bit of money. You know, it's a vintage item now.
Yeah, that's true.
So I want...
Why would you have one on a Merc anyway?
Probably might steal it.
But if you're saying it's a brand new car, don't they have like all that
trackers
stuff
trackers and
them
stuff? It was honestly flash. Very flash. And it was next to mine. Like, my car could get robbed. You just have to look at it and it would open for you. Like, it's...
You need the steering wheel.
I need it. But I want to throw this out right now. 52232955. Do you have a steering lock? Because I believe I've seen the only one. And I'm talking, there's no other person out there I think has a steering lock.
It's literally the 1%.
That's the 1%. Prove me wrong.
Less almost.
Do you reckon there's one out there?
No.
No, there cannot be a steering lock out there.
Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
The 1%ers. There can only be
one. 52232955. I believe this is a 1%er. Got out of my car this morning at Eastern Beach.
Yeah.
Looked to the car next to me, which looked like a brand new Merc, and it had a steering lock on the wheel.
Which blows my mind.
I was baffled. I haven't seen one of them actually in use ever.
Least in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Surely.
Who's using one? They're quite clunky and they don't look good on a car.
How do they work? That's what we want to know.
Great point.
Let's go. Turns out there's a few.
Yep. We'll turn there.
Mark from Warm Ponds, have you got a steering lock?
My son's got a club lock and he's still got that diamond key that you got to use for it.
Why?
Just so he can lock his car up. Not that he uses it that much, but...
So it's getting a lot of work. Did you use a steering lock back in the day?
Yeah. I think they were the craze when I was a teenager.
But not now, obviously.
No. I haven't seen one for a while, but yeah, I know my boy's got his still or...
Yeah, right.
See, I reckon it still falls in that 1%.
Thanks for that, Mark. That's
brilliant. We've got Sharon from Colac. Do you have a steering wheel?
Yes, because you're
a steering wheel. I have a steering wheel and I put a steering lock on it.
Hey, how do they work? How does it work? What's the deal?
So they extend. So you put them through the steering wheel and you extend them out so they either hit where the window is or the pillar in front of the window or the door, so you can't turn the wheel.
Oh, right. So just damage the car.
So they're meant to hit up against something to stop the steering wheel turning.
Why do you have it, Sharon? It seems like a lot of effort. Don't you?
I actually went out and bought myself one and bought my son one because we had some new neighbours move in about 6 months ago and they are known to be not above the law as such.
Let's not profile anyone.
So I upped our security and that included the car lock.
Oh, wow. I love that. So you... just see the new truck arrive and you're like, geez.
Get the steering locked.
They're going to steal my car.
Yeah, so they are known to friends of mine to be on the dodgier side, so I upped all the security at home.
Oh, yeah, on that note, Sharon, if you got the steering lock, what else did you add?
Upgraded the cameras.
Upgraded, so you didn't trust anyone.
All the keys working for the security doors and everything, so, yeah everything's... Yes. Upgraded, but yes, so we have two steering locks and they're the old school extendable red ones.
Yeah.
Yep, you're the only person plus a guy I saw this morning.
I love how you roped her child into having, having the steering lock.
I got one, you can have one too. I didn't think they were a thing anymore. Got out of my car at Eastern Beach this morning, car next to me, very flash, very new, had a steering lock.
We were both surprised. Still in shock that you can still buy them.
Got to work, showed you a photo, and we've gone, who has one of them these days?
Doesn't make sense.
They don't, but turns out a few people have them, including Anthony from Geelong. You've got a steering lock?
I certainly do. As I suggested before, one of my friends, going back about 15 years ago, he had a Tirana, and he had a steering lock on his, a club lock type thing, and... don't know how, but his car went, well, it got stolen, and they cut the action steering lock off it, and the car was recovered about a week later. They pinched a lot of things out of the car.
Yeah. So it clearly didn't work.
That is so pointless.
That's a pretty big flaw in the system of the steering lock.
Did you have a steering lock? Yeah. It's in half.
I got it. Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. The Pope, you know, the guy?
Pope. The Pope. The big man himself has the Pope mobile.
How's this? Today is a photo of him meeting his hero.
The Pope has a hero. I mean, everyone has a hero.
Absolutely.
Who would his hero be?
He met Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. He actually met him?
There's just a great photo of him and Spider-Man, and it's just like the most, because the Pope's smiling and looking up to him.
Always happy. He's always happy to meet anyone who's in front of him, and now he's met the man himself, Spider-Man.
Now, because, because he has met his hero, we're going to do this.
Who am I?
So this is a little game where we've got to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I'll just give you like a bit of a description about the person. You have to tell me who that person is.
Yes. Okay, boom, boom, boom.
We're going another way, say.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you who the person is. You have to tell me what superhero they were.
They were. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'm not the biggest superhero person.
Okay.
So I will need your help.
So we could be in a bit of an issue.
We could be. I mean, Marvel isn't my thing. But
well, I feel like we're going to get 10. And
I love having a crack, and yeah, we're both competitive, so let's get this.
Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. We've got to get 10. We're working together as a team here.
Okay.
If you win, I win.
Yes.
All righty. 3, 2, 1, go. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, she's the lady in Iron Man in Marvel. Help me out here.
What's
her name? This. Iceberg.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Let's pass.
Pass.
Hugh Jackman.
Wolverine.
Halle Berry.
She was in.
Batman. Yeah. Oh,
in Batman.
But think about it, so one of his he goes against her.
Catwoman.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Seth Rogen. This is a bit of a hard one.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, funny guy. But his character, don't worry, passes. Tobey Maguire.
Spider-Man.
Ryan Reynolds.
I'll
take either.
He's that funny man.
Yeah.
Pass. I'm not going to get it yet.
It's you can. Christian Bale.
Batman.
Jennifer Lawrence.
She was Hunger Games.
No, but she was in X-Men. The blue girl.
She had the, I don't know her name. She had the grey bit in her hair, didn't she?
No. Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man. Wait, let's go through this.
Help
me out here.
Okay, Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow.
Black Widow. Good one.
You got Seth Rogen was Green Hornet. Do you remember that movie?
I do.
Yeah.
Would never have got that.
Ryan Reynolds, I would have accepted Deadpool or Green Lantern.
I was looking for Deadpool.
Jessica Alba, we didn't get to Invisible Woman. Jennifer Lawrence was Mystique. And you got Robert Downey Jr.
Who is your favourite superhero?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not really into the superheroes movies.
Oh, what a game. I'm not into them. You're not into them. Let's play a game.
We're destined to fail.
That was brilliant.
Well, I was so happy for the Pope. I just wanted to play it today. Herbie and Josh driving you home on KROQ 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On KROQ 955.
We were expecting an interview right now. 4:10 was confirmed at least 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, though, it was pulled.
Pulled.
Pulled on Monday.
But they said that they were sick for Thursday.
This is the thing.
Weird
came through, so sorry, can't make it. I'm sick, so won't be able to do the interview Thursday. And you and I both read it going, it's Monday.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know you're going to be sick on Thursday?
And the best part is they're like, we can give you a replacement, but then didn't reply to our...
Yeah, said, yeah, sure, we'll take a replacement. didn't give it to us. Is everyone sick? So many questions around it. Like, how can you be prepared to be sick? Yeah. Like, can you plan to be sick ahead?
Obviously, you hope everything's okay and it's not that serious.
Definitely.
But it just seems very... Like, I've never had that in my time in the last 10 years.
And I understand when putting in sick days that normally you take them after you're sick. Or if you have that operation coming up.
Yeah, that's
and so
right.
You have to plan that sick day. But to say you're sick on Monday for Thursday.
Seems like one of those gags, like when you're like, oh, let's go for dinner on Friday. And I'm like, oh, I'm sick.
Yes, you know it does. Yeah.
Like,
sorry.
Was she joking?
Got to clean the sock drawer, you know, one of those ones.
Yeah.
But it has got me thinking about sick days and when people are claiming to be sick. Mm. Because have you ever tried to call a doctor's office when you've moved town or it's a new doctor's office? Mm. And you've gotten the line saying, sorry, we're not taking new patients.
No.
I've had it a few times because of my moves. Okay. And then I ask, oh, how come? Like, I've just moved here. I need a doctor's office. And they've gone, we're fully booked for the next few weeks. What do you mean? How can a doctor's office be fully booked for the next few weeks? How many people are being prepared to be sick in a month's time? Like, it's ridiculous.
Unless it's a special, like, I could understand if it's like the specialist, like you go to the hospital and you're booking in for
the
like
planned appointment.
Might have been. Yeah.
But for a doctor's, where you go, I've got some cold and flu symptoms. 1 second, we'll fix it in 2026. You can't do that.
It's actually a really good point. Well done.
Well, if you're a doctor and know the answer, let us know.
Herbie and Josh on KROQ 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On KROQ 955.
Britney Spears, Herbie, we've all sort of grown up with her.
We have. Well, she's grown up in the industry, so we've just followed her journey, haven't we?
Because she was 18 when this came out.
Well, she was in, is it Young Talent? What was it? No, Mickey Mouse Hub.
That's right. She was part of Disney, wasn't she?
Yeah. So she's been around for years and years. Everyone knows their songs. Even if you weren't the biggest fan of her, you would have sung a song at karaoke at some stage throughout your life.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, the last couple of years hasn't been too good for her.
It hasn't been a great ride, has it? So today she spoke about, for the first time publicly?
Publicly about her conservatorship, because this is what she got put under around 2007 when...
After she shaved her head.
Yeah.
Everyone thought she was starting to lose it.
Bit of a public breakdown.
Yeah.
And she got put under this conservatorship. People have been following it saying, this really is only for humans who can't make up their own decisions. So people who suffer from Alzheimer's, they can get put under one because you don't know what you're doing. So
that's right.
Maybe back in 2007, she wasn't in the most stable mind.
Mm.
And then since then, it's been hard to know exactly what kind of mind frame she's in because she's been sort of held from the public, I guess.
Yeah, and so the reason that they threatened her with a conservatorship or whatever it is because they were going to take her kids away from her too, weren't they?
It's just
so she was forced into signing it.
She had to say yes, which meant her father took over control of this conservatorship. There has been different lawyers that have been on it at different times. Some people have quit. But then lately, Brittany's been saying, I don't want him to have any control.
Here's a little bit of what she said today about how she feels about the whole thing.
I feel like they're making me feel like I live in a rehab program. This is my home. I'd like for my boyfriend to be able to drive me in his car. I was told right now in the conservatorship, I'm not able to get married or have a baby. I have a ID inside of myself right now, so I don't get pregnant.
Which is...
It's bonkers.
That's amazing. Like, how can that happen? How can someone be forced to not be married? One, to, like,
she can't even drive. She can't even drive a car with being in the same car as him. He can't drive her. There's so many rules that we have found out today because everyone's been waiting to hear her thoughts. Because if you follow Brittany on social media, it looks a little bit, best word to say, is crazy. You don't really know what's going on. And then she spoke out on that saying that she's been lying to the world on social media because...
pretending to be happy.
She's got no control.
It's an abusive sort of relationship, isn't it, between her and her father?
It's terrible, is what it is. And for him to be able to do that, and I know we don't know the whole ins and outs.
That's right, we don't. So,
but for him to have that much control over one's life, especially his own daughter, it leaves me speechless.
It doesn't sound right. So the interesting thing is what happens from here. Because after hearing all that evidence... Mm-hmm. And whatever, because she doesn't even want to. She's saying keep the.
She says
keep
it,
but I just don't want him on it.
Yeah, I don't want him on it. I want some rules to change, obviously.
Yeah, clearly, and they need to.
She wants to be able to pick her own attorney because she can't do that. She just wants to have a say on her life as she is an able person, and she's not even saying I want to give up counselling. I'll still go to it because she's like I need it, and anyone would after this.
Yeah,
she just needs to not have him, I guess, in her life.
It'll be interesting to see what happens from here because
we will be following it.
Has to change. Surely.
I'd love to see her again on the stage. Oh, love to.
Incredible. Very talented lady.
Driving you home. 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.